John.
Hey, Eric. What's going on?
All right, man. We're in.
Awesome. It's great to hear, partner. And I have everything pulled up here, so it takes literally like, I timed myself on this, no longer than 12 minutes, okay? I just want to make sure I send everything. What you got? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool. So Eric, I have literally five different friends named Eric, and they all spell it differently. So, how do you spell your name?
E-R-I-C.
All right, perfect. And how do you spell your last name?
B-A-R-T-H-O-L-O-M-E-W.
E-W. Perfect. And now I want to make sure, even after payment, Eric, I want to, do not hang up, okay? I want to stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice of everything we discussed on paper as well. What's the best email I could send that invoice to?
It's going to be kandehomeimprovements@gmail.com. You got to spell out and.
Okay. And it's just like the business name, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Gmail.com. And then also, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 0301?
Yes.
Okay. For your customers, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or a different phone number?
Same phone number.
Okay. Now, this part, I know that you have a Google business profile and everything, but you have two of them, so I just want to confirm on a few things on this so that way we know we're taking the right one off and keeping the right one on.
Yep, the one that says painters, get rid of that, please.
And then that business address is at the 12020 Flatwoods Road, 41007.
Yeah. Do we want to have my personal address on there, or can we change that? Can you hide that?
Yes, we can. I'm glad you asked that. I was going to ask that next, actually. So that's very important. A lot of customers, they would like to make sure no one knows exactly where they live, so that's okay. It's just for Google preference. Yeah.
It's okay. Right. Yeah, I'd rather have it hidden.
Okay, I'll make sure I notate that right now, actually. Address hidden. Okay, and then also, I don't want to make sure that our team is available for you. So tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with our team to go over the website, your Facebook ads, and things like that as well?
Yep.
Okay. What time works best for you guys, morning or evening?
Like mid-afternoon tomorrow, right? Between 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Okay. We're pretty open in the run at time. Now, you're in Central Time, right? Because I know half is like Eastern Time. So.
No, I'm Eastern Time.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. In the Eastern Time. So let's do 1 to 2. Would that work for you? Your time.
I'm just checking my schedule here to make sure we don't have any estimates or anything tomorrow. The final on the Evans deck at 10:30 in the morning. No, that's it. Yeah, 1 and 2 is perfect.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to send you an email right now. That way you have my email as well, too. And It's going to be a Google invite, okay? That way our tech team, they'll see this, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed as well. You just need to hit yes on your side as well, too. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, brother. He sent an email, some Google alert. And you just got to click yes on it.
It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
Okay, it's done.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And I'm putting this reminder for them right now. Now, the next part, how would you like to be found on Google, like, far as your hours of operations? I see on here that you're like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 though.
Yep.
Okay. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then also, did you want your customers to be able to text you and email you as well, or just a phone call, or all three?
They can text, email, or phone call.
Awesome. Yeah, the more, honestly, that's what I feel. The more options they have, the better it is for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, like I said,
with links to my Home Advisor page as well.
So we're not affiliated with Home Advisor on there. Here's the thing. Home Advisor is a one directory. We supply other directories. Yeah.
I know, but I have like 20 some reviews on there that are really, really good.
Okay.
How about Instagram? Can you link with them?
That would be a tech question for you guys tomorrow on that one. That I don't know on that. But I know they're going to be able to give you options as well, too, especially through the website or things like that on your Google Business profile itself. So I'm sure they'll work something out with you on that, okay? Now, also, far as your customers, how far out do you want to reach out to your customers? Do you, because like I said, it goes up to 50 miles if you need it to, but up to you.
I'm not sure about how far. How far is it from here to Triple Crown, like Union area?
Because 50 miles is about like an hour, 10 minutes, give or take, without traffic type of deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go that far.
Okay.
Triple Crown is like 30, so figure.
Do a 40-mile radius.
35
miles. 35 is enough for that.
Okay, 35 miles out. I do have a note here. You guys want to make sure to hit Florence, Union, and Alexandria. Is that right?
Yes. And Independence, okay. Too.
And Independence, okay. Okay. Now, as far as how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or anything like that?
Nope, just cash and checks.
Cash and check is. Now, far as the website, and this is my one question for you on this one. The website that you guys had before, do you guys own the domain? I'm not sure exactly what those guys told you from the last previous, so.
I don't know. I thought I did.
Okay. How about this? Because it makes it better for customers. I look out always for you and customers on this, right? If you own the domain, then we can build a brand new website using that same domain so that way customers are not being confused and things like that if they've been there before already. See if you can find that domain name and we'll add that in there and work on that. If not, that's okay. I've already put in the notes that we'll build you a brand new one for you if you need it, okay?
Will it be kandhomeimprovements.com?
Oh, okay. Is it the and symbol or do you want it spelled out and?
The and symbol.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure. All right. Perfect. And do you guys have a Facebook business page at the moment?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead. Now, we're going to use that target marketing ads on there as well. So let me make sure I get this here. I see it. Awesome. All right. Put that link there for you. Is your business – I have to ask, but I pretty much know. Is your business licensed or insured?
Both.
Both. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, I have to ask. I already know. But And I'm putting notes in here to make sure to clear up that second one for as your Google Business profile. So give me 2 seconds on that.
If you can do that for me, that's going to be a win all by itself.
Okay. We'll make sure that's a priority here, okay?
My phone starts ringing, that's even better. I'm looking for something long term. I really am. I want to give you $200 to make my phone ring. But
all right.
I don't spend it, and then my phone is just dead silent all month.
Yeah, no. Now, I want to make sure you get an idea of this. So clearing up the other Google Business profile, it's on Google on this, but we're going to work with them to make sure I get this thing running for you in the right way. So just make sure you be patient with that part. But other than that, I mean, we're going to hit those keywords in the right areas. Obviously, we're going over that right now. Talking about keywords, correct me if I'm wrong, for residential mainly, you got kitchens, decks, basements. I even have remodeling, home improvement. Did you want to add those words or no?
Add what words? I'm sorry.
Okay, so we got kitchens, decks, and basements. I know that for sure. But did you want to add remodeling, home improvement, anything further? Because I want to add them as much as best as possible.
Oh, yeah, anything to do with construction. Remodeling, home improvements. Any key words that you can come up with, man. Like, how many can I pick? Because I'll write a list for you.
List them out for me. I'll put them in as much as the more of the merrier. You never know what customers are going to type in on Google or say, you know?
Exactly. All right. Well, do I have to do that right now or can I think about that?
No. Yeah, I'll just put it in parentheses. Tomorrow when you talk to our techs, have it ready. They'll put it in more for you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and then I remember you mentioning you have a business partner. Eric, if you would like, I can add as another authorized user on the account. You tell me, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And is he there with you, or?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, perfect. And how do you spell his first and last name?
First name Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Last name Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
All right. Perfect. And I'm going to make sure I have you both on here. Now, we're going to set up just to make sure you guys are well secured. Okay, I'm not taking a no for an answer on this either. So after the recording part of making sure that we're putting the pricing in there and all that, I want to make sure I set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we're going to ask that security question. And we'll know that you guys are authorized users because you'll know the answer to it. You can make up any answer. Just don't forget your own answer to your own security question, okay? I've seen that happen
perfect.
Before. All right. It's important. So I'm going to go ahead and get this voice. We call it the voice verification. That's where everything is recorded. If you guys have questions, concerns, by any matter, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. I'll be happy to answer for you. Okay? All right.
Uh-huh.
So give me 1 second. I'll set this part up here.
You'll never forget.
You'll never forget.
All right, partner, I'm ready for it. Here we go. So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning, try to answer as clearly as possible. But, again, stop me if you need anything, okay? So here we go.
Yep.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
K&E Home Improvements.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Bartholomew, President.
Awesome. And we also have a partner with you, right?
Yes.
And his name? Yeah, sorry, I got to say it on recording here.
Brian Griffin.
Awesome. And, of course, you guys are authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for that. So just while we're going to set up that security question and answer for you guys, so that way I don't care if they say their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't ask that security question or have any idea what that is, hang up the phone, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 21st in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 21st of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, awesome. And I'm going to give you that full phone number as well, too, before I let you go here, okay?
Okay.
The next part is the security question. Now, we have 3 choices, but, again, you can make up any answer you want, all right? So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
All right. And what would that answer be?
White chipmunk.
It's
an inside joke, bro.
All right. I'm sorry for laughing so hard. All right. So I'm putting this in, and this is never going to change either, okay? The white chipmunk it is. Again, if they don't know what you're talking about, then hang up the phone. All right. Sorry, my cheeks are hurting from laughing. All right. So, and Eric, on the card that we're using today, is it just spelled the first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
Okay. And what letter would that be?
D.
Okay. Perfect. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 12020
yep.
Flatwoods? Okay.
Yep.
And what kind of payment method are we using today?
MasterCard, debit card.
Okay. Now, out of security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card
yep.
number when you are.
That's going to be 5184-6531-0083-2016.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
4/26.
And last but not least, the security code.
It's 269.
Perfect. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I wasn't lying. This is at a 50% discount rate, so I'm going to refresh this like 3 times on the account just to make sure that pricing doesn't move. Okay? So give me a second here. I want to make sure it's for long term, man. Refresh again. Okay. Looking good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, all right? So I want to make sure you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know so that way I can help you maneuver through to see your actual breakdown of everything in there, okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, it just went through, so let me know whichever comes there.
I got nothing.
Refresh here.
Got it.
No text or email, anything?
No, just got it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. So which one are we looking at, the text or email?
Text.
Okay. On the text, there's a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms, something like that, right?
Yep, I'm there.
Awesome. Once you click on that, there's a breakdown. Take your time reading through it. I'm going to be here with you. Everything we discuss is going to be in there as promised. Even other
mm-hmm.
Packages that are going to be available for you in the future if you needed to, that's in there as well too. But once you do see everything is in there, again, ask questions if you don't. But at the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click before you sign your name exactly how it shows on the card. Okay. You're still with me, though, Eric, right?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. I don't want you thinking I'm hanging up on you and listening for me, so I want to make sure I keep my promises here.
Authorize all that sense of the card. Am I supposed to use capital letters here?
Just the way it's on the, the first letters.
No, you spelled my name wrong, bro. It's not Bartholomew. It's B-A-R-T-H.
B-A-R-T. Oh, shoot. Okay. Give me 1 second, let me refresh. My bad here. All right, just refreshed, and hold on 1 second. Okay. Exit out, come back in, and it's that should change it there.
Okay. Yep.
All right, cool. Sorry about that, man. Good catch, though.
Well, it was telling me it doesn't match, so I'm like, well, that's so much. Yep. All right. There we go. It says username.
All right. That's it. So tomorrow when you talk to our team, they're going to develop that login and password with you, gentlemen. That way, because this is your dashboard that they're going to start developing on. That's going to be your next best friend, like I said. So you'll be able to see the traffic. You see where the customers are calling from, how much traffic is going to your website, everything. Okay.
Is there an app?
Yep.
Or do I have to go to, it's going to be an app that I use, or is it going to be a website that I have to go to on my phone?
You could do, well, they're going to go over that with you, but I believe it's an app on your phone that you could do on the phone and on your computer too. So whichever is convenient for you guys. Yep.
Okay.
So we'll make sure of that. But yeah, so tomorrow they'll do that with you. That's why it's important to make sure to answer the phone. Oh, here's the phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
Now, what phone number are you giving me here? What's this?
This phone number is for your customer support. It's voice activated. Customer support. Your Google. You could just say Google. You could just say website, Facebook ads, and they'll have a designated team for you. They'll be waiting for you. Okay.
Perfect. What's that phone number?
All right. It's 877.
Yep.
635.
635.
You got it. Uh huh. 6225.
Okay, 877-635-6225.
You got it. There it is.
Perfect.
All right. So they're open from 9 to 5, your time. Or I'm sorry. 10 to 7, your time. Okay.
Okay.
All right, partner. So you got it. Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, first off, I'm going to say congratulations to you, gentlemen, and welcome to the family here at Local Splash. Please make sure to answer the phone from that phone number tomorrow. I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys, but if not, they'll still give you a call within the hour frame there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, man. And I have all the notes in here for them. They'll know exactly what to go and do for you, okay?
All right, perfect, John. I will get my questions and the keywords that we want to use written down, and we'll go from there.
Perfect. All right, gentlemen. You take care, all right? Pleasure getting to know
you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.